This is the Cal NEH American English Dialect Recordings Collection, produced with funding from the National Endowment for the Humanities and the Center for Applied Linguistics. This is tape number 33, side A.
You know, it's difficult to know what to say after an introduction like that. I feel it is important right now to be able to why I have written all these books. And there is an answer, believe it or not. When I published my first book way back in 1950, that wasn't when I had started writing. I'd been publishing in the science fiction magazines for 11 years prior to that, so that I am a published writer as of 1938. And with me, publishing and writing are almost synonymous. But when I published my first book, I received a lot of questions, and I found it very difficult to answer them. I mean, they say, like, well, what's the name of the book? And I tell them, and they obviously never heard of it, and they say, well, is it any good? And you don't really know, and you suspect the worst. And they, well, what did the reviews say? And there weren't any. And I very early figured there's only one way to handle this. So I sat down and wrote 145 more books. And now nobody asks the names. Nobody asks if they're any good. Nobody asks anything. They just say 146 books. Wow. Because you know, if you stop to think of it, what's the difference whether they're good or not? Have you ever tried writing 146 bad books? Of course, then the other question is, well, how do you manage to write all that? I'm constantly asked that. How do you manage to write all those books? And the answer is very simple. Well, you know, you try all sorts of things. First, you tell them the truth. I work very hard, but that's not glamorous. And so I dig deeper, and I come up with something which is surprisingly true. I cut out the frills, like thinking. You see, you don't believe me, right? But it's true just the same. You realize how many books don't get written because of thinking? That is, you write the first sentence, it was a dark and stormy night. And that's fine if you'll keep on, but you don't. You commit the fatal error of thinking, and you say, not sufficiently dramatic. You write, you cross it out, you write, a dark and stormy night, that's what it was. And then you think, you say, no, it's too dramatic. Perhaps we ought to open on an air of uncertainty. Was the night dark and stormy? And then you think some more, and you say, no, I'm ruining it. It's anticlimactic. And you say, it was a stormy and dark night. Well, this goes on forever, and you never write the book. See? Now, I don't do that. I start with the assumption that the way I say it the first time is right. As a result, I hate literary critics who have been described to me as resembling, you should excuse the expression, eunuchs in a harem. They can observe, study, and analyze, but they can't do it themselves.